Why is marriage so important? Let me share this with you. The first 27 years that we were married, I could never give my wife financial security. As a matter of fact, the truth is, at age 45, I was broke and in debt. I've always wanted to be completely successful. Now, there's a lot of difference, ladies and gentlemen, in having a standard of living as versus a quality of life. See, what is complete success? From my perspective, if I were to make millions of dollars but destroy my health and sacrifice my integrity, I have paid a price that's unacceptably high. If I were to go all the way to the top in this profession, become the best in the whole world at what I do, and then one day had one of my children come to me and said, "You know, Dad, it would have meant so much to me when I was growing up if I could ever have had some of your time. Maybe, Dad, had you given me some of the advice you've so freely given to others, maybe the series of tragedies which have happened to me would not have happened to me. Had that happened, I'd be one more broken-hearted dad, because I love my children. I'm just so grateful I was able to dedicate raising positive kids in a negative world to my four as being the most positive kids that I know anywhere. And I'm grateful also to be able to say the most morally sound kids I know anywhere. And if in my drive for fame and fortune, had I ruptured the relationship with this beautiful redhead who's been mine all of these years, I would be the most miserable human being you've ever seen. Because I will confess, not only do I deeply love my wife, not only is she by far the most important person on the face of this earth to me, but the reality is I've just flat got a crush on that redhead. She is the most exciting, fascinating human being I have ever known in my life. Somebody asked me one time, "What do you do for excitement?" I said, "I'm married." Now, let me say this. The thing that I want to emphasize here is that during those first 27 years, ladies and gentlemen, I don't ever remember her even one time saying, "Honey, if we had more financial stability, here's what we could do. Or if we had more money, here's what we could do." She had every reason to say it, because in 1 5-year stretch, I was in 17 different, quote, deals. I was in every get-rich-quick scheme that came down the road. Yet during all of those years, she never once made that observation. It was always, "You can do it. Tomorrow is going to be better." Then she would always finish it by those words that every husband loves to hear, "I love you and I believe in you." Ladies, there's no way on the face of this earth I could tell you, if I spent the next 6 hours telling you what it meant to have a cheerleader cheering me on every day of my life and praying for me every night. Fellas, there's no way on this earth I can tell you what it will do for your mate if you will become her cheerleader, her encourager, her supporter, the one who transfers that belief to your wife. It will do magnificent things for her, and it will do even more magnificent things for the relationship itself. Yes, I do believe that marriage makes a difference. Now, a lot of times people say, "Well, Zig, maybe you're an exception."